This is End Screen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at End Screen Media, and today is May 20th, 2021. You've probably heard the rumours that Amazon is exploring purchasing MGM for a price somewhere in the region of $7 to $10 billion. You've probably heard those rumours this week. There is actually a whisper amount of $9 billion. That's actually the price that they're narrowing in on. Well, let's take a look and see what Amazon would get and how that stuff would fit with Amazon's business. So what would they get? Well, they get a massive film and TV library, really 4,000 movies, 17,000 episodes of TV shows, really massive library. They would get one of the biggest movie franchises, and that of course is the James Bond franchise, or at least they'd get partial ownership in that, and I'll get to that in just a second. And they would get a very, very accomplished production team that is producing about 10 or 12 movies a year, and also great hit shows like The Handmaid's Tale, which it licenses to Hulu, Vikings, which it's licensing to Netflix, and Clarice, which it's licensing to CBS. So that's a pretty big set of content that comes along there and production capabilities. Let's take a look a little bit deeper dive though on the library. Well, as I said, there are 4,000 movie titles in the library, including new movies like Bill and Ted Face the Music, The Addams Family and The Hustle, along with storied franchises like the Bond movies, Rocky, RoboCop, Pink Panther, and of course, classic movies like Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz. They also bring a whole bunch of TV franchises along with it too. Stargate, of course, The Handmaid's Tale, which is now in its fourth season. Survivor, Shark Tank, The Hills, and there's a whole bunch more that come along with it. But the real crown jewels, I suppose, of MGM's film library is the Bond franchise. The 60-year-old franchise has earned tens of billions of dollars in ticket sales over its lifetime. But here's the thing with the Bond franchise. MGM only owns half of it. The other half is owned by a holding company called Eon, which is owned by Barbara Broccoli and her brother Michael Wilson. And the Broccolis, of course, were the original owners of the Bond franchise. And they retain tremendous control over the creative state. They have to approve all the dialogue, the casting, the stunts, even the banner ads and the ads that run on billboard all have to be approved by Eon. And they are probably the reason why we've never seen any James Bond spin-offs. You know, we've never seen a James Bond TV series and probably never will while Eon holds on to 50% of that franchise, because they believe Bond is a big screen franchise only. They're really not interested in putting Bond on the small screen. So how well does it fit with Amazon? Well, it helps with retail in a couple of ways. First, it boosts interest in Prime Video if they put the assets in Prime Video, and keeps people subscribed to Prime. And that's a great thing, because if they're subscribed to Prime, they're probably spending in the Amazon store. And it also boosts profit for Amazon on the transactional revenue on the movies and sale of discs for MGM products, MGM movies and shows in the Amazon store. So there's two ways that it does help retail. It also brings a new revenue stream to Amazon, and that's the licensing of movies and ticket sales, which it currently really doesn't have much of a business in at all. But it's not really clear how much revenue this will bring to Amazon. MGM Studios, how much did it earn? Well, it's hard to say, but based on some valuations I saw from when it was exploring sale with Goldman Sachs last year, leads me to believe it's probably in the $2 billion range. They were talking about a valuation of $5.5 billion then, so usually 2.5 times earnings, well, that would get you about $2 billion is the revenue stream that's actually being earned by all of that. And when you think that Amazon earned $108 billion in the first quarter of this year, well, that's not really a huge boost, right? It does boost Amazon's production capabilities, though Amazon is already well established. It's certainly no slouch in that department. It will help bringing new content into Prime Video, although you shouldn't expect all of the content to show up in Prime Video. Now, Jeff Bezos says that 175 million of the 200 million Prime members have actually watched Prime Video inside of Prime Video. But I got to say, that doesn't mean that they're regular users. I would say only about half of that, or a little bit more than half of that, are monthly users. But that is a lot. So that content would be seen by a lot of people. So putting in there, that could seem like a good idea, but it really isn't, because Amazon will want to maintain that license income stream from licensing all of those movies. And I think just dumping all of that content into the Prime Video catalog wouldn't maximize the value of the content. That's not that they won't use it. I'm pretty sure they will. I could see them opening a new brand inside of Prime Video. I don't know, Prime Video Movie House, where they rotate in MGM movies each month. That could be a very interesting way to use it, but don't expect the whole library to show up there. I do think it fits pretty well with the retail focus. Of course, Amazon loves selling things. They're selling a lot of pay-per-view movies and discs and merchandise. Obviously, their profit on the MGM stuff would be much better if they actually owned the franchise. And as I said, they get a production team that could fit very well with Amazon Studios. Now, Amazon Studios, very well established, producing great content like Marvelous Miss Maisel, Jack Ryan, Hannah, and really good movies like Manchester by the Sea, Late Night, The Aeronauts. But I think this is also, MGM is also a very, very well-respected production team and could fit extremely well in with Amazon Studios. And there's one other aspect that could work extremely well with MGM, and that is Amazon is absolutely happy to work within the confines of the existing industry. They released Manchester by the Sea through theaters first, and so that it could benefit from being nominated for Oscars, and they're very happy to do that. And that could make it a better fit for Eon with the Bond movies than somebody else, like, say, a Netflix, for example. Okay, so that's the assets. What about the price? Well, $9 billion is a lot to ask for the content, if that's the real whispered price, if that's the real price that's being considered, particularly when you think that Amazon spent $11 billion in total for content for Prime last year in 2020. Now, of course, as I said, Prime Video would not be the only beneficiary of that content, but it would certainly get some of it. But the truth is, it really doesn't need it. Prime Video is already doing what Amazon needs it to do for the company, and that is, it is a very attractive benefit of Prime membership, keeps people in Prime program, and that keeps them spending in the retail store. Prime members spend two or three times what non-Prime members do at Amazon's store every year. Now, Amazon is not averse to spending a lot of money for companies. It spent $14.5 billion for Whole Foods a couple of years ago. But I've got to say, Whole Foods is related directly to its retail business. If you've been in a Whole Foods lately, there's Amazon lockers right there. You use your Prime card to get discounts. Very oriented to the Prime ecosystem now. And I don't think MGM has that same strong binding to retail. And retail is still Amazon's core business. If you look at the e-store, the retail, the online store, the physical stores, and the third-party seller services, that those three things represent about three-quarters of the revenue Amazon earned in Q1. And by the way, that was about $108.5 billion in just one quarter. But it does bring this new business, which is licensing, and enhance the transactional value of the MGM assets to Amazon. So there is that benefit. But as I say, I'd be surprised if overall the revenue that it brings is more than $2 billion, which is still a very small part of that $108 billion that Amazon is currently earning. I've got to say also, I cannot believe that Amazon will be the only bidder for these assets. There are plenty of other companies in streaming and generally that will be very interested in MGM. The first one that comes to my mind is Apple. Apple really needs some help with Apple TV Plus. Since it launched, it's been well over a year now, but it keeps extending the free trial for those people that signed up under their free trial. The reason is simple. They know if they charge that people will probably leave because there's just not enough content there. MGM would help fill out that content catalog with TV shows and with great movies. And to be honest, Apple could drop $10 billion without even breathing hard for MGM. Netflix also, I'm sure, would love to have that massive film library part of the Netflix library. It would give it a new revenue stream as well of licensed income. And they're actually very interested in licensed revenue. Apparently, they were looking at doing that with their own content, licensing some of their own content to others, and that would optimize the value of that stuff for sure. But I'm not sure that they would be a good fit for Eon with the Bond movies. I got a feeling there'd be a lot of friction between Miss Broccoli and Netflix over the direction that the Bond movies would take. Of course, I'm sure Disney would love to buy the MGM film catalog, but I for one I'm hoping they don't. I think they have control of quite enough of the industry already, so hopefully they won't. How about this? How about MGM joining Warner Brothers in the new Discovery Warner Media service that was announced this week? That could be a really interesting addition there. And I'm pretty sure that there are other traditional providers who are pretty interested in MGM's catalog as well. So it's really hard to imagine that Amazon is just going to swoop in here and pick up MGM without there being some sort of a bidding war. This has been Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media. And if you've enjoyed this analysis, why don't you sign up for our newsletter? Come to the Endscreen Media website. The newsletter button is right there on the front page. And you can get it daily or weekly. And it is, of course, free. And we'll see you again next time.